In a written statement to the press, Kenyan government spokesman Alfred Mutua says the government has not arrested and is not holding any suspect linked to any wanted terror suspects. Mutua was refuting a report which first appeared on Tuesday in the Kenyan Daily Nation newspaper. The article alleged that in recent days, police in Mombasa have arrested a man identified as Abdulmalik Abdul-Jabbar, who may have close ties with top Al-Qaeda suspect in East Africa, Saleh Ali Naban. Naban, a Mombasa native, is believed to have been involved in the 2002 suicide car bombing of an Israeli-owned hotel in the coastal city that killed more than a dozen people, and a simultaneous but unsuccessful attempt to shoot down an Israeli airliner. The Daily Nation says the Mombasa police arrested the terror suspect at Fort Jesus, a tourist landmark, after an attendant at a foreign currency exchange office called the police. The attendant is said to have mistook the suspect for Naban because he resembled the alleged terrorist. The spokesman for the Kenyan police, Gideon Kabunja, tells VOA that the report is nonsense.
We are not aware of that arrest. We do not have any idea where the mission for that story, and it's incorrect.
But from reliable sources in Mombasa, VOA has learned that a man believed to be holding a Jordanian passport was arrested at Fort Jesus in recent days and interrogated by local security officials. The sources say the suspect was flown from Mombasa to Nairobi and questioned about an alleged terrorist plot targeting next Saturday's World Cross Country Championship race in Mombasa. A week ago, the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi issued a travel warning to its citizens, saying alleged extremist elements were threatening to disrupt the event. It is not clear whether the terror alert was in any way related to the arrest. VOA has not been able to independently confirm Kenyan media reports that the man in custody was also questioned by U.S. officials and that he may now be in American custody. After the 2002 bombings in Mombasa, Al-Qaeda suspect Saleh Ali Naban fled to Somalia. There, he linked up with two other Al-Qaeda operatives wanted in connection with the bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998 and the attack on a U.S. Navy ship off the coast of Yemen in 2000. All three terror suspects are said to have left the Somali capital, Mogadishu, in late December under the protection of radical leaders of the ousted Islamic Courts Union. They are believed to be hiding in an Islamist stronghold near Somalia's border with Kenya. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Nairobi.